Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Joining me today is Darla Dick, Gary Rison, and Nicole Porter, and we're talking about the Waterville Nickel Day celebration, a longtime community tradition. Darla talks about what Nickel Day is.
Nickel Day is an event that's been in Waterville for over 50 years. We've always tried to make it for the children as much as we could. The games are towards the children.
Nickel Day always brings a lot of activity to Waterville, especially with vendors and food trucks.
The food trucks will be local ones, Tipsy Trailer, Off My Rocker, Made to Grill Meats, and Bite Me Barbecue, and then we have one at a Clay Center that's OMG Pizza. The vendors, I'm not sure who all they'll be. They'll include like handmade crafts and baked items, much more than that, I'm sure.
There will be live entertainment and performances during Nickel Day.
Yep, there's something new for us this year is SpongeBob is coming, and he'll be wandering around Commercial Street meeting the kids and playing with the kids. That was brought to us by Blue Valley Telecommunications. They contacted us and offered SpongeBob, so that'll be new. Waterville Dance will be having a performance at 2:15. And then we have a group of local guys that have been putting together a band, and they're going to play some live music at 7 o'clock outside of Jock's.
Now Gary talks about one of the highlights of Nickel Day, and it's the car show. He mentions what time it starts.
8 o'clock to 11 a.m. Saturday, May 23rd.
The car show will be held on Kansas Avenue in Waterville, with registration being at the Weaver Hotel.
Registration will be somewhere around the Weaver Hotel and then up Kansas Avenue towards the city park.
There is an entry fee for participants.
Yeah, the first 75 entries will get a t-shirt and a dash plaque and a goodie bag, and it's $20.
You can always contact Gary for more information.
You can contact me, Gary Reason, at 785-562-7567.
Now Nicole talks about how Nickel Day first got started.
I believe it's been going on for at least 55, 57 years. The Waterville alumni were looking for something. They had their reunions on Memorial Day weekend, so they were kind of looking for something that was family friendly, and that's what they came up with, was Nickel Day. So it's been going on every bit of 55 years anyway.
Nickel Day is taking place the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend.
So Nickel Day is in Waterville, Kansas. This year it is Saturday, May 23rd, which is the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend.
There will be different kinds of activities throughout the day.
The activities, our Lions Pancake Feed will start at 8 o'clock. It goes from 8 to 10, and the car show registration also starts at 8. Our children's games will start at 10 a.m. and go through 2. So most of the stuff will kind of be wrapping up by 2. We'll have the parade as soon as the car show awards are all handed out. So we're thinking around 2:30 for the parade. Of course, every year we have the cakewalk, which is always a fun thing for people to do, and it will be in front of the Weaver Hotel again this year. The car show will be between Front Street and Walnut Street along Kansas Avenue, and it sounds like if the weather holds, there's quite a few entrants into the car show, so that'll be fun.
You can find more information about Nickel Day in a couple different ways.
Well, we do have flyers up around the area. However, we on Waterville Community Connections Facebook page, we'll be making updates. Hopefully, we'll have a map of where all the children's games are at, food trucks, that type of thing. It'll be finalized towards the end of the week, so hopefully by Thursday, we'll have that posted on the Facebook page.
In Nicole's opinion, Nickel Day is such a unique event for Waterville.
Well, it's definitely family friendly. I feel like, you know, parents can bring their kids and feel confident that they're going to be kind of in a safe environment. But there's a little bit for everything. We also, and we started this a couple of years ago, and it's slowly growing. We're having a craft vendor fair as well going on from the 10 to 2 time frame. So, you know, we've got a little bit for everyone. You've got the car show, food vendors, craft vendors, all the children's games. So I just think it's a very family-friendly event.
A big thank you to Darla Dick, Gary Ryson, and Nicole Porter for talking with me today about the Waterville Nickel Day celebration. Be sure to make plans to attend and enjoy everything they have to offer. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.